Аудиозапись номер 50. Now you have 20 seconds to complete the tasks. Now you will listen to the tasks and texts again. Task 1. And Ben, that reminds me, can I ask you for some help?
I'll certainly help if I can. What is it? The maths homework again?
No, not this time. I'm managing so far.
What's it then?
I'm doing a project in geography, and I want to prepare some slides for the presentation. You are very good with the computer, and it'll take you minutes.
Depends on what you want to be on your slides. Animation, sounds, special effects?
Yes, I'd like all of those.
No problem. I'm pretty curious what sort of presentation you're making. You know, I'm fond of everything that refers to geography and history.
I don't like history, probably because I never remember names and dates. But geography is interesting. I dream of travelling, and it's somehow related.
Yeah.
When can we get down to the presentation? How about this afternoon?
No, there's a football game on the sports channel. I can't miss it. Let's do it tomorrow, right after the swimming pool. Are you going to swim tomorrow?
Sure. We're getting ready for the competitions, remember?
I certainly do. The coach says we, the boys' team, have a good chance of winning.
Are you saying the girls' team is any worse?
No, no, certainly not. I know that you are a great swimmer, a great skater, and a very promising snowboarder. But let's get back to your presentation.
Task 2. Listen and choose the correct option to fill the statement. My parents decided to move house, and I had to change school because of that. The new school is not fun at all. Unlike my former classmates, these students are very concentrated on their studies. The lessons are stressful, no chatting at all. If you're late, the teacher may not allow you into the class. And we write tests every day. If you miss a test, you have to do it anyway after the classes. I would be glad to go back to my old school, but it's too far from the place where I live now. Task 3. Listen and mark the statement as true or false.
Bullying is still a problem at school. And sometimes we call names and shout and then cry. There can be unfair punishment when the teacher punishes the wrong person, not the one who is really guilty. When I feel in trouble, I usually try to discuss the thing with my parents or friends or with both. Sometimes they give good advice. Sometimes they just listen to me, but that also helps.